justifiedself.com.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. We recently had a conversation with some religious leaders, and we're planning to do a presentation to some of our religious leaders who are actually advocating the vaccination of our people, and some are even opening up their churches as vaccination centers. Mm-hmm. And I think some of them have gotten paid off. But the point that I made with one reverend was that, you see, many of our clergy, religious leaders, and even political leaders, they may be very brilliant and astute in their field of expertise, but they are scientifically illiterate, with mm-hmm. all due respects. They may be a doctor of theology, but they don't know anything about basic human genetics. And so when they're confronted with a decision about, say, the mRNA vaccine and related matters such as you brought up, they literally don't know what to do. They don't know what they're confronted with. And so they kind of bow down and accept that, well, this must be the science. And they have no insight of their own to make an interpretation. And so I think what we should do is help the clergy and the religious community to make the proper interpretation based on scientific understanding. Yes. The Bible in the book of Revelation says, fear not the one who can kill the body. Fear the one who can kill the body and the soul. So when you talk about an mRNA vaccine, M stands for messenger. So this is a molecular message that is being injected into a human body, and it takes over the machinery of cells in the body and causes the cells to start producing proteins that are not human proteins, that are not natural proteins, that are not proteins that have anything to do with the health of the body. The functional parts of our bodies are all made out of proteins, but they're human proteins. So now when someone is able to inject a messenger RNA that is a programmed message to produce alien proteins, then you're right, brother, you're no longer human. If someone were to conduct a genetic test on you after you've been vaccinated, you would no longer test 100% human. There would be some alien genetic material that would be found in your DNA that would identify you as something other than human. Mm. So now, if God, see, again, to refer to Scripture, if you're talking to religious leaders, in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And after many days, that word became flesh and dwelt among men. Well, that's a biological lesson. That's a genetic lesson. In the beginning was the Word. What word? The genetic word, the DNA, the code, the language that actually tells how to put together a human being in the image and likeness of the Creator. All the information is there. Mm. You don't add anything to what God said, nor should you take anything away. And so if we're looking at the DNA as a molecular language that determines the characteristics of a human being, how dare anyone alter what God has created? And that's what they're being done. That's what's being done with these so-called vaccines. So now, who is the programmer? Well, we know who the programmer is. Bill Gates. How do you think he built Microsoft? He's the world's greatest programmer. So I guess he's done with programming machines. Now he says, oh, let's program machines. Let's program human beings. Let's program animals. Let's program plants. Let's program the atmosphere. Let's, instead of having the internet, let's have the internet of things. Where every living thing and every inanimate thing on the earth is programmable by Bill Gates. So now, final point that I would always point out to spiritual people, people who are interested in protecting their souls as well as their bodies. In Galatians 5, verse 19 and 20, there's a warning about the practice of sorcery and witchcraft. Now, in the Greek Bible that's translated into English, the Greek word that gets translated to witchcraft or sorcery is pharmakias. That's a Greek word, pharmakias. Now, you also get the word pharmacy and pharmaceutical from that same Greek root. So pharmacy, pharmaceuticals, witchcraft, and sorcery are all the same thing. And we are warned in the scripture to avoid sorcery and witchcraft, which means pharmaceuticals and pharmacy, because it's a form of witchcraft, which is to use potions to cast a spell or a trance on people for the purpose of controlling them and denying them their free will. God created us in his image and likeness with free will.
That's right.
And so the enemy of God and the righteous is trying to deprive us of our free will and even trying to deprive us of our divine image. So if we would not be in the image and likeness of God, then in whose image would we be? Well, I would suggest that you take a look at the CDC website where they're preparing for the zombie apocalypse, which I believe is to be brought about by the vaccination campaign, that these vaccines will literally turn normal human beings into rabid, crazed zombies, just like you see in the motion pictures. You see, and that will be the new image of the human being, the zombie.
I missed the wording from you.
Good God of mine. Yes, sir. Wow. Thank you, dear brother. Thank you. And I thank Master Father Muhammad, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Father Khan Muhammad for you, dear brother. And we continue to do this work. May Allah bless us all. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Well, I thank Allah for all of you. And, you know, we all help one another. You know, it's all of us. It's not one of us. It's all of us. All
yes,
of us
sir.
Together. That's
yes,
what
sir.
It is. All of us. Not one of us. All of us.
That's right.
All
thank
of us together
God,
can do everything and know everything. By ourselves, we're all losers.
Yes, sir. He was the last caller.